So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Achayver bay b'shus hayachud b'sachal b'shus harabim. If a person dug a pit in his property, but the entrance was in the public area, which is considered a bay b'shus harabim, or b'shus harabim u'b'sachal b'shus hayachud. The pit was in the public area, but the entrance was in his property, which is a bay b'shus or b'shus hayachud u'b'sachal b'shus hayachud achar. The pit was in one property, and the entrance in another property, which is also a bar b'shusay. Chayiv, in all these cases, he's liable, because as Rashi explains, Kesav v'chiyub edabar b'im m'shus harabim b'im m'shus hayachad. The chiyuv bar in the Torah applies to both a public area and private property. And therefore, kol shekein b'shus harabim u'b'sachal b'shus harabim, if both the pit and its entrance were in the public area, he's certainly chayiv. The Gemara cites a machlekes in the Braisa. Tan Rabbanan, hachayver b'im b'shus hayachad u'b'sachal b'shus harabim. Chayiv. B'zeu baro amar b'tayra diri b'shmal. B'shmal says the chiyuv baro in the Torah applies to a public area. Rabbi Akiva disagrees and says hifkir b'shusa v'lehifkir baro izeu baro amar b'tayra. The chiyuv baro in the Torah applies to a person's property, and he only owns the actual pit, but not the area around the pit. The Gemara has two versions to this machlokes. Rabba says b'bar b'shus haram kulam l'plegi d'mechayiv. Rabbi Akiva agrees with Rabbi Shmuel that the chiyuv baro applies to a public area, because the pasuk first states v'chiyiftach ishbar, a person uncovered a pit, and then oikiyichre ishbar, a person dug a pit. Why does the pasuk need to mention kriya? If ma'psicha chayav al kriya lekolshkein, if he's liable for uncovering the pit, he's certainly liable if he dug the entire pit. It must be that the pasuk teaches shal iske psicha val iske kriya baloi. He's chayav for his actions of uncovering and digging the pit, even though it's not mamaynai, it does not belong to him. This must refer to a bar b'shus harabim. The machlokes is only regarding bar b'shusay, whether the chiyuv bar also applies to private property. Rabbi Akiva holds, as does our Mishnah, bar b'shusay namichayv. The chiyuv bar refers even to bar b'shusay because the pasuk states bal habar yishalem, but bar de isle bailam kamarachmana. Bal habar means the one who owns the pit. While Rabbi Shmuel holds, bar b'shusay pater. The chiyuv bar does not apply to private property, and bal habar means bal hatakala, the one who created the pit. Accordingly, Rabbi Akiva's statement of Zeu Bar Ha'amah Batayra does not exclude Bar B'shus Harabim, but rather he meant Zeu Bar Shepasach by Akasav Tchila L'Tashlumin. The Torah certainly refers to Bar B'shus regarding Tashlumin because it says Bal HaBar Yishalom, while Rabbi Shmuel's statement of Zeu Bar Ha'amah Batayra excludes Bar B'shus Hayachid. Rabbi Yisuf says vice versa. Bar B'shus Hayachid Kul Amali Pligi D'Mechayev. Rabbi Shmuel agrees with Rabbi Akiva that the chiyuv bar applies to private property because bala bar amar rachmana, but bar de isle bailam. The machlokes is only regarding bar b'shus harabim, whether the chiyuv bar also applies to a public area. Rabbi Shmuel holds, as does our Mishnah, bar b'shus harabim namichayiv, because shal iske pesicha val iske kriya balai. While Rabbi Akiva holds, bar b'shus harabim pater and pesicha and kriya are not a source for bar b'shus harabim, because hanu mitzach tzrichi, both words are needed for bar b'shusay, as the Gemara explains at length. Accordingly, Rabbi Shmuel's statement of Zeu Bar Ha'amah Batayra does not exclude Bar B'shusay, but rather he meant Zeu Bar Shepasach B'Hakasav Tchila L'Nizakin. The Torah begins with Bar B'shus Haram regarding the damages, while Rabbi Akiva's statement of Zeu Bar Ha'amah Batayra excludes Bar B'shus Haram. The Gemara cites two brises and explains them according to each opinion. Zok the Mishnah, Achayver Bar B'shus Haram V'Nafal Teich Hashor Oichamar Chayev. If a person dug a pit in a public area, and an animal fell in and died, he's liable to pay, regardless of whether the pit was a bar, rounded or sheikh, elongated and narrow, or ma'ara, the pit was square and covered with a roof, or charitzin, square but not covered, or ne'itzin, wide at the top and narrow on the bottom. And the Torah mentions bar only to teach ma bar sheish b'gedei lehemes asar tfachim, af kol sheish b'gedei lehemes asar tfachim. Just as a bar is 10 tefachim deep, which is capable of killing, so to all of the pits must be 10 tefachim deep so that they are capable of killing. However, hayu p'chusin ma'asar tefachim, v'nafal teich hashor chamor u'meis pater. If the pit was less than 10 tefachim deep, and an animal fell in and died, he's not liable to pay for misa because ein bo gedei lehemes. This bar was not capable of killing. However, v'im husik bay chayef, the animal was only injured, he's liable to pay because yesh b'kedei lahazik, this bar is capable of causing hazik. The Gemara cites a well-known machlokes Rav Shmuel. Rav says, bar shechayv lav tayra lahavloi v'loi lechavatei. Rashi explains Rav's reasoning as follows. Lahavloi, one is only liable for damage caused by the foul air of the bar, because de'avolei hevel l'bar. He directly created the havel, But he's not liable for damage caused by its impact because, as the Gemara says, karka oilim hu demaskele. And Rashi adds, ve'ein shaloi. He indirectly caused the ground, which was there before, to damage the ox. While Shmuel says, lahavlei v'kolshken l'chavotei. Rashi explains Shmuel's reasoning as follows. Lahavloi, one is liable even for damage caused by the foul air of the bar, fa'avagav dehavle memelo asilei, even though he indirectly created the foul air as a result of his digging the pit. V'kolshken l'chavate, and he's certainly liable for the damage caused by the ground, de'ihu avin l'chavate, because he directly caused it to cause damage upon impact by digging the pit. In other words, Rav considers havli b'yadayim more direct, and chavate memela more indirect. And Shmuel considers havale memela more indirect, and chavate b'yadayim more direct. The Gemara explains that Rav and Shmuel derive their opinions from their different understanding of the pasuk v'nafal sham asher oy chamor. Rav says v'nafal at sheyipol derech nafila. The pasuk refers to where the animal fell in head first, and its face is at the bottom of the pit where havle is strong and will cause it to die, for which is liable. But if it fell in feet first or on its back, he's not liable. The pasuk thereby teaches lahavle v'loy v'lechavotei. While Shmuel says v'nafal kol duhu mashma, the pasuk refers to any way it fell in, even feet first or on its back, where havle is weak and it will not die from havle but from chavotei, and he's liable. And if it fell in head first and died from havle, he's certainly liable. The pasuk thereby teaches lahavle v'kol shekel lechavotei. The Gemara offers another distinction in the case of the Avid Goyva Bishras Haram. A person built a mound 10 tefachim high in the public area, and an animal fell off and died. According to Rav, a Goyva l'machayev, he's not liable because there was no hevel. While according to Shmuel, a Goyva l'machayev, he's liable because there is chavata. However, in the case of Bar Moli Sfugin Shal Tzemer, l'kulei machayev, if the bottom of the pit was lined with bundles of wool, both agree that he's liable because the pasuk mentioned bar, a pit, which does have hevel, and does not differentiate whether it was empty or lined. The Gemara explains, according to Rav, that the Mishnah rules, pachas ma'asar tfachim meis pater, because ein havla lemisa, there's not enough hevel to cause death. However, hozik chayev, because yesh havla nizakin, there is enough hevel to cause injury.